Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we entered the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook, equitably dividing section to the newspaper. Vic has just made a casual observation, which his wife apparently finds upsetting. What we hear her say,
"Why didn't you tell me before?"
"I saw no particular necessity for it. Matter of fact, I considered it such a trivial matter it slipped my mind. I knew we weren't going to the picture show tonight. I knew we weren't playing cards with Fred and Lucy."
"Oh, a whole batch of company coming and you don't even mention it to your wife."
"Since when have Steve Chestbutter and A.J. Spence been company?"
"Well, no, but just the same. How long do you suppose they'll stay?"
"Oh, an hour and a half. It's a lodge committee meeting, see? I don't imagine it'll require more than an hour and a half on the outside to wind up what we have to do."
"I think you're getting forgetful in your old age."
"The same shoe fits your foot, don't it? You never said anything about Miss Brighton and Willard dropping in tonight."
"I figured the same way you did. I knew we weren't going to the moving picture show, and knew we weren't going to play any 500.
"Well, the situation doesn't seem to have any disastrous angles."
"When your lodge fellows coming?"
7:30, quarter to 8.
"That's when Miss Brighton and Willard said they'd probably stop by."
"Uh-huh.
I suppose you'll take your company out in the kitchen, hmm?"
"Well, we'll want privacy, of course. After all, we're working on lodge stuff. Chestbutter and Spence aren't paying any social call."
"They might feel like they're getting the dirty end of the stick, getting shoved out in the kitchen."
"Oh, no. Chestbutter and Spence are good fellas, common as old shoes. They'd be just as happy if I took them down cellar."
"Oh.
The telephone's ringing.
It'd be comical if Fred didn't have to put in overtime at the foundry after all, wouldn't it? And they want to come play cards?"
"Oh, I imagine one of Rush's pals generally is."
"Hello? Oh, yes, Miss Donahue. No, all through and got my dishes washed and wiping in the pantry. Not at all. Oh, really? Uh-huh. Oh, that's too bad. Uh-huh. Why, sure. Sure. No. Oh, of course, send him over. No, no, he can waltz right upstairs and lie down in Rush's bed. Sure. All right, fine. Fine, Miss Donahue. All righty. Goodbye."
"Brother Donahue paying us a visit?"
"Yes, her sister and kids from Pontiac been visiting today, and sister's got a headache and don't feel like driving home, so they're going to stay all night. The two oldest kids' bedtime ain't until 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and Mr. Donahue's got a Kansas City freight drag at 11, and he just come in off in a freight drag at 6, so he wants to catch a little sleep."
"I hear some interloper in the kitchen."
"I said he was welcome to come lay down on Rush's bed and nap."
"Lady!
I'm always glad to do the
job."
"Hey!
Hello, Vic."
"Well.
We got still more guests.
Come on in, Uncle Fletcher."
"I was afraid I might bust in on you while you was eating supper."
"Oh, finished supper long ago."
"Why? Saw Rush out in front just now."
"Did you?"
"Uh-huh. Evening, Vic."
"Evening, sir. You look healthy, hearty, happy, and handsome."
"Yes, yes, I do. Hope you don't mind me coming in the back door without knocking, Sadie."
"Of course not. You're not company."
"Oh, I'm not company or anybody, but Paul likes to give a warning before he busts in on people. The way I figure, though, is if I did knock on the back door, you'd have to get up and walk all the way out in the kitchen and let me in."
"Sure.
Take a chair, Uncle Fletcher."
"Thanks. Staying home this evening, are you?"
"Uh-huh."
"Fine.
Miss Brighton and Willard are dropping past after a bit for a little visit, and Vic's got a couple of men from the lodge coming by."
"Company, huh?"
"Oh, not really. Miss Brighton and Willard are old, comfortable, easy friends, and Vic's callers are just looking in to talk over lodge business a while."
"Hope I haven't gone to work and put my foot in it."
"Why?"
"Well, I'll tell you. Maybe I took too much on myself. My landlady's married daughter to a man worth our house for supper this evening. You haven't met him, I guess, Sadie."
"No. Heard you talk about him considerable, though. Mr. and Ms. Upscotch?"
"Yes, Abbott and Florence. They're at our house for supper tonight, and we all got talking. Florence said she'd like to meet."
"Another interloper in the kitchen, kid. Excuse me, Uncle Fletcher."
"Mr. Donahue." "Yes?"
"It's me, ma'am."
"All right.
Uncle Fletcher's in here, George."
"Yes, I met him outside. Join you in just a minute." "He's a good boy."
"Yeah."
Where'd you put the box of graham crackers, Mom?
Why?
Where'd you put the box of graham crackers?
You're not eating already.
No, I'm just wondering where the graham crackers are.
He only just finished supper half an hour ago.
He's a good boy. Rush is all right.
What'd you start to say about Miss Keller's daughter and her man?
I hope I never took too much on myself.
Why?
Well, we were having supper, talking about different junk. Fort said she'd like to meet my niece I bragged so much about, and Abbott said he would, too, and I guess I told tales out of school because I...
Invited your movie.
Beg pardon, Vic?
I finished your sentence for you.
Why?
I said you invited your landlady's kids over.
That's exactly what I done. You see, Everett and Fort come right up Virginia Avenue here on their way home, and I said, I bet you people be pleased if they drop you to me. Oh, hello, Rush. You're the same fella I said hello to out in front a minute ago, ain't you?
Yep.
Fine. No, Sadie, we were all sitting around the supper table, and Fort says, I'd like to meet your niece, Sadie, and her family you talk so much about.
Well, they're welcome as can be.
And I said, well, I'll bet they'd like to meet you and Abbott.
Sure.
I said, you go right past Beck and Sadie's house there on Virginia Avenue. Why don't you stop in on your way home?
Well, you told him exactly right.
You people got other company, though.
More the merrier.
Fine.
Mom, I couldn't find that box of graham crackers.
Are you telling me you're hungry?
They're for the kids after what?
No, Florence and Everett been here to be talked so much
kids?
About.
Excuse me, Uncle Fletcher.
Fine.
What kids?
Bluetooth and Leland and Vernon. Don't you remember telling
me?
Oh,
my.
What new complication is this?
I give him permission to invite kids in to study algebra. Mm-hmm.
Bluetooth Johnson, Leland Richards, and Vernon Pagels.
Bluetooth, Leland, and Vernon are good boys. Bluetooth, Leland, and Vernon are all right.
Oh, Mr. Donahue's coming over to take a nap in your bed.
Yeah?
He can't do any sleeping with you four roustabouts up there.
I give him our bed, Sadie.
He generally balks at using our bed. Figures he's making more housework and stuff for me if he uses the big bedroom.
Well, what alternative is there?
None that I can think of. I'd forgot all about them three boys coming to study algebra.
No, Sadie, we were sitting around the supper table there, and I was telling Florence and Emma to...
Well, you've done exactly right. We'll enjoy meeting Mr. and Ms. Upscotch.
Uh-huh.
Rush, with Mr. Donahue upstairs, you kids will have to be quiet.
Okay.
I mean that now. No roughhousing, no wrestling matches, no seeing who can twist the other one's leg around somebody.
Telephone engineer.
Okay, that's...
Probably Smelly Clark wanting to join the algebra gang.
Smelly's a good boy.
Hello. Oh, yes, Fred.
Hey.
Oh, ha-ha. Well, Fred, I don't guess we can play any 500 this evening. It just so happens... What? Oh, I see. Well, mercy, in that case, you come too. Sure. All right, Fred. All right. Goodbye.
Don't tell me our lonely evening is to be brightened up with company.
Oh, Fred found out he didn't have to put in overtime at the foundry, and Ruthie was over at Evan's house, and he got in touch with her there and told her he'd meet her here. She's already on her way.
Hmm? Hey.
Oh, as long as she was coming, I said he might as well come. Well, we got company this evening, Uncle Fletcher.
Fine.
Let's name over our company.
All right. Steve Chestbutter and A.J. Spence in the kitchen.
Vernon Pagels, Leland Richards, and Bluetooth Johnson in my bedroom.
Pa Donahue in our bedroom.
Miss Brighton and Willard, Mr. and Ms. Upscotch, Fred and Ruthie, and Uncle Fletcher down here.
Makes 13 guests all told.
And counting the three of us, it makes a grand total of 16 people in the house.
Well, like Uncle Fletcher says, fine.
Beg pardon, Sadie?
I say fine.
Fine.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.